It's Tuesday, June the 28th, and welcome to our live broadcast called This and That. And I'm your host, Pastor David Ripley, and this is where I get to offer my opinions on the news headlines of the day. This and That airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and is rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. Before we get into today's stories, let me state that the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Grace Christian Fellowship or Grace Christian Radio. I want to welcome our producer again tonight, Adam Sumbler.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you tonight. Let me begin with the weather for tomorrow, June the 29th, just a few more days before Canada Day. Variable cloudiness with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 21.
It's getting warmer.
It was a warm day today. I think up to 30 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
When I came into the studio tonight, the wind was blowing.
Yes, it was.
And I don't know if that's a sign of things to come.
Maybe some storms tonight.
Some instability in the air. And so we just need to keep a watch on that. I have to say something about my favorite insect, Adam, and that is the mosquito.
Oh, they're bad.
And in French, maraguin.
Maraguin?
Yes, maraguin is the French word for mosquito. And from what I'm hearing, they're coming in waves of maraguin, mosquitoes, and they're just, attacking. And so I'm hoping that this wave will end soon and you'll be able to go outside in your deck or in your backyard, whatever you've got to do, and you don't have to worry about being bitten and harassed, Adam, by mosquitoes.
It's bad. You know what's also bad this year?
What's that?
Allergies. Everybody I know.
I heard about that.
Everybody's allergies are terrible. Mine have been bad. It's been a bad year.
Okay. Well, we pray that this will all end soon and people will be able to enjoy the rest of the summer.
Absolutely.
Well, breaking news, Adam. Breaking news. Premier John Horgan is stepping down as premier.
Woo!
Yes, he's stepping down. He's, in a sense, retiring.
Who's replacing him?
Well, we don't know yet. They're going to have a leadership review, and there'll be some candidates that will rise up in order to take his place, but he will not be putting his name forth for re-election in the next one coming up. I think it's in 2024, I believe.
So is he going to finish his term then?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. I guess it depends on the party and when they can get everything together to elect a new leader. But that's the news. That's the news today from Victoria that John Horgan is stepping down as the premier of British Columbia. Now, I think it has something to do with the fact that he's gone through a cancer scare.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Chemotherapy.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot out of him.
Yeah.
And, it's something that, when you hear these stories and you talk to people who've been through chemo,
it's hard.
It's hard. And I know that it's taken a lot out of him as well. You can see a difference in him.
Yeah.
Even in his face, you can see a difference.
Well, I think that's good that he's stepping down too. Like, to be able to realize I can't do this job anymore efficiently.
Yeah.
And stepping down, I give respect to people who can realize, okay, something's up. I'm not doing well. I need to move on. Yeah.
He's 63.
Wow.
And that kind of scared me, Adam, because I'm 60.
Yeah.
And I always thought I was young. But now I'm only 3 years younger than the premier, and he's thinking and going along the line of retirement.
Yeah.
I guess they made their decision, him and his partner, while they were walking on a beach. I think it was Kelowna, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
And they made their decision, and I'm thinking, wow, retirement. I don't even want to think about that right now. Hey, I was in a store this week with my wife. And the cashier was talking to the person ahead of us.
Okay.
And this is what she was saying. She was looking for permission from the store owner to put up a Canadian flag. Think about this. Canada Day. She needs permission to put up a Canadian flag. Apparently, wow. last year at this same store, I'm not going to name the store, but this store last year forbid them from putting up Canadian flags.
To forbid from celebrating Canada Day.
Yes. Apparently, the flag, the Canadian flag, Adam, is offensive to some people. Go figure. Go figure. The Canadian flag is offensive to some people. I guess it has something to do with the trucker convoys that invaded Ottawa back in January and February, and everybody was waving a Canadian flag. So I guess now if you put a Canadian flag up, somehow, you know, you've joined together with those particular individuals. Although, in my opinion, they weren't doing anything wrong.
They were simply protesting
the mandates that were in place at that time and are still in place in some regards. The border is still closed to Americans coming over.
Yeah.
And the American border is still closed for Canadians wanting to go over if you're unvaccinated.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I thought that was really interesting that you need permission to put up Canadian flags. You know, where's the patriotism in this country?
It's gone.
You know, it's almost like if you're Canadian, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. We'll find idols in hockey players and in movie stars and stuff like that, but we won't show any like pride in our own country.
I know. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know what's happened to Canada. Well, I do know what's happened to Canada. It has a lot to do with the prime minister of this nation. And, you know, it's almost like you're a Canadian citizen. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. There was a day where you could be proud to be Canadian, living in one of the best countries on the face of the earth, and now it's almost like if you celebrate it, put up a flag, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
I just don't understand it.
It's crazy talk.
Just beyond my ability to comprehend. You're right. Well, a group of Conservative Party MPs met with some of the people planning protests in Ottawa this summer, including organizers of the Freedom Convoy that occupied downtown streets earlier this year. James Topp, do you remember James Topp?
No.
James Topp was the man that was walking from the BC coast all the way to Ottawa.
Yes.
He stayed here in our church a couple of nights.
Yeah.
We did a recording right here on the in the studio. We've played it a couple of times.
Oh yeah.
Well, these MPs also met with him, a veteran marching across Canada to protest against the remaining vaccine mandates. Is set to end his journey on June the 30th.
Wow.
Now, I thought it was going to be June the 22nd, but it's June the 30th. James Topp ends his journey to Ottawa, but he went ahead and Wednesday met with these MPs.
Wow.
I don't know how many of them, but it was a good group of conservative MPs that he met with.
That's great.
And I'm really proud of James Topp for taking his stand where many are not. Mm-hmm. They've just succumbed to anything that the government throws their way. It doesn't matter what it is. People just bow down and say, well, you know what? They must know better.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. They don't know better.
No. That they don't.
They don't know better. In fact, I'm hearing about this mass murder that took place a few years ago just outside of Halifax, Nova Scotia. And the head of the RCMP was being pressured by the Trudeau government to find out what kind of weapons this guy used in carrying out this mass murder. killing all of these people. And this has become a big story.
Is that the one? I think that's the one where they found out all the guns were imported from the United States, I think.
Well, yeah. It's in essence, they wanted to know what kind of weapon this individual used in carrying out these crimes. And the pressure was on the RCMP, the head of the RCMP, to find that out so that it would bolster the gun control. You know, these laws that they want to put in place.
Yeah.
But in doing so, they put the investigation in a tough spot, because the more information that comes out, you know how it works in investigations, the people on the other side of the aisle begin to use it against you in some way, and it can smear and affect the purest form of the investigation. So anyway, these are some of the things that are happening. So the government doesn't know. You know, I know someone that does know, and his name is Jesus. He knows everything. God knows everything.
Absolutely.
Let's follow him. Let's look to God in all things. Well, you know, there's a bright spot from last week, some good news that took place.
Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready for it,
I'm ready for some good news.
The Supreme Court of the United States struck down...
Oh, yes, yes.
Roe versus Wade.
They did, yeah.
They struck down Roe v. Wade. They struck it down 5-3.
Yep.
Was the vote. 5-4 striking it down and 3 against.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess 1 remained
abstained
or neutral or whatever. Yep. But I think it's very encouraging. When you think about abortion, and you know, I was watching a documentary last night on the abortion industry. And it, you know, the lies that are perpetrated by the abortion industry, to me, from what I got from this documentary, is abortion's all about money. It's all about money. It's got nothing to do with people's choice. It's all about money. Well, anyway, abortion has now ended in 13 states.
Wow.
In America, trigger bans took effect after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade.
Wow.
As a result of Friday's ruling, abortion is now illegal and has come to a halt in states like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, Utah, South Dakota, and Kentucky.
Wow.
It has come to an end. About half of the United States are poised to ban or severely restrict abortion. I mean, this is just amazing.
Yeah.
That after 50 years, Adam, 50 years, this decision has come down.
Well, it shows that there's always hope that laws can change.
Exactly. And you know what? The abortion activists, I don't call them pro-choice. I call them pro-abortion activists, strike coast to coast with threats and violence. They've used methods to find pro-life clinics and threaten those clinics.
Wow.
There's been some that have been bombed, firebombed, and graffiti spread upon them. Oh, the left are so nice, aren't they? I mean, we're always worried about, you know, the white supremacists. You know, there seems to be this constant... what should I say? This constant
biased.
What?
Biased
towards white supremacists or anyone who claims these kinds of thoughts. But no, the left can be as violent as they want. They can just march in the streets. They can go down to where the Supreme Court justices live, and they can say whatever they want, and they can do whatever they want. And the media, it's...
crickets everywhere.
Yep. It's crickets. That's what it is. It's crickets. It makes me upset when you think about it.
Yeah.
you know, as Christians, we believe that life begins at conception. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about a living being inside a human body,
yep,
as it grows and develops, and yet, what do they want to do? They want to kill. They want to murder these babies, these unborn children. And they say it all with a voice of, I'm just choosing, making my own choice. Well, you know, Canadians, I don't know who they are, but Canadians are opening their doors to Americans seeking abortions. If you can't get an abortion, wow, in your state, why not come to Canada and kill your unborn child?
Wow.
You know, why don't you come to Canada and kill your unborn child? You know, it's not enough that you could go to another state, because not all states are going to ban abortion. Correct. It's, yep, going to be each individual state, yep, that makes their choice. Yep. If that's not enough, why don't you come to Canada and kill your unborn child? Crazy. Murder your unborn child in the womb. Yeah. Or how about we send money overseas to help other countries kill their unborn children?
It's crazy.
That's exactly what's happening. And you kind of wonder, you know, what is going to be the ramifications of all of this? You know, they're marching in the streets.
Yeah.
They're marching in the streets. The left and those who are pro-abortion, they're, and you know what upsets me is, you know, when you watch the CBC news,
right,
or the CTV news, they only take one side of the story. Why don't they give the other side an opportunity? Why don't they give the pro-life lobby a chance to share their side of the story?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You never hear it.
It's just one side of the story. All the news mostly is slanted in one direction.
Yeah.
And that's pro-abortion. Pro-abortion. My body, my choice. Except when it comes to the vaccines,
except
Adam.
For the vaccine.
That's except for choice. The vaccines, and that's different.
Isn't it funny how that stuff happens? It's in some cases, it's your choice. But the second that it's money-related, like, you know, COVID and the scare of it destroying the economies, now everybody's get vaccinated. Got to get vaccinated. Once it's in their interest, you have to do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that makes me question, is it in their own interest to allow people to have abortions?
I don't know.
Right? Yeah.
It's just amazing that, now, all that being said, I think that governments and local municipalities and provincial governments need to do whatever needs to be done to support those who are going through pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, of course, the Liberal government, mm-hmm, or the Liberal regime wants to take away the not-for-profit status of these pregnancy crisis centers.
Wow.
So that, you know, they won't be able to issue tax receipts.
Wow, yeah. I think that's a big misconception that a lot of people don't understand, is that there are a lot of pro-life places that are like, well, let's approach this a different way. Instead of killing the baby, let's find a way to support the mother to have the baby.
Exactly. And think about it, Adam.
It's not have the baby and suffer. It's how can we help that person, exactly, have the baby, right?
Exactly. And how many people are looking to adopt?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people that cannot have children.
Yeah.
They are willing to adopt these children and raise them up as their own.
There's people who pay good money to adopt,
exactly,
because the adopting process in some countries,
exactly,
is very difficult.
Now, you know, when I was watching this documentary last night, I mean, I was aghast. I mean, I was horrified because some of these abortions are almost full term.
Wow.
Full term.
That's crazy.
You know, when you think about a baby, well, one of the former abortionists, the doctors that were performing the abortion, in this documentary last night that I was watching, he stopped doing it. And you know why he stopped doing it? Because as he was endeavoring to tear the baby apart, pulling it and, you know, sucking it out, the baby fought back. He felt the baby push, you know, like, I don't know whether it was a leg or an arm, or, but the baby was fighting back. Yeah. And that's when he said, you know what, this is enough of this.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that happened to Abby Johnson, who was I believe, head of one of the these centers that procured abortions. Anyway, it's a sad story, and you kind of wonder what's going to happen next.
What's next, yeah?
What's next? Well, the Supreme Court upholds the religious rights, and vindicates a football coach, if you can remember this story.
Yes, from a couple weeks back, yeah.
Who was fired for praying silently on the field.
There we go. That's God working his way.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He was fired for praying, not out loud at him, not shouting his prayers, but silently
after the
on
games.
The field.
Yeah, yep.
Anyway, the Supreme Court upheld his religious rights to do so.
So they supported him.
Yes, they supported
him.
Perfect,
yeah.
They supported him. So I think that's kind of a good thing.
That's a great thing. I mean, especially in a circumstance where he wasn't pressuring the other kid players. He himself was just praying. And it was after games or before games?
After games.
After games, correct.
It was after games.
Yes, he was praying after games, not forcing the kids, not making the kids. No one was around, just him. It is no one's right to fire a man over doing that.
Especially when he's praying silently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not trying to shove his religion down somebody's throat.
He doesn't have a megaphone and a banner.
No. No, not like the LGBTQ...
Plus one... I don't know. I get lost.
I don't know. My a relative of mine said he's calling them the alphabet people.
The alphabet people.
The alphabet people. Not like they're doing by shoving what they believe down our throats constantly on a ever-increasing manner.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, family-friendly drag events across Canada, many hosted by municipal libraries. Think about this,
so
Adam.
Public libraries where kids go to read a book.
Yes.
They're hosting drag queen events.
Yes. Family-friendly, Adam. Family-friendly.
What is this world going to?
Hosted by municipal libraries. I hope that the library here in Creston doesn't do that. Because it's not family-friendly. It's not family-friendly to bring in somebody, a man dressed like a woman, and somehow that's supposed to have a positive effect on young lives.
Wow.
I don't see it. No. I really don't see it. How bringing somebody in, heavy makeup, and somehow that person who is a man dressed up like a woman is going to come and talk to little kids, and somehow that's going to be a positive event, positive experience in their lives.
Who's going to go to these events?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
Anyway, they've gotten a deluge of hateful comments and threats during Pride Month.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I don't agree with hate. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't agree with any kind of violent tendencies against anyone.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think a lot of people are just fed up with what's going on in our society.
With getting shoved down your throat?
Yeah, things being shoved down our throats, and the media plays the game, and the liberal regime goes along with it, and following along... behind the liberal regime is the NDP.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everyone is supposed to think that this is all normal. This is all what's supposed to happen. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? God says it differently.
Yeah.
And the Bible talks about it in a different way. Anyway, it has prompted multiple police investigations and renewed concerns about the safety of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I don't want any violence upon them.
No, of course not.
Yeah. No, no, it's interesting, though. I bet you if we wanted to have a Bible study, a family-friendly Bible study at libraries across Canada, it would never happen. It'd be declined.
Probably.
But
probably.
If we want to put on a drag show, we're in.
You're in. You're in. You don't even have to wait. You're in before you even ask.
Yeah.
You're already in.
You show up wearing a dress? Yeah, let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. Changing subject totally, the federal government made some changes. As you know, unvaccinated people can now travel, and they can get on a plane, a train, whatever. People who are unvaccinated can leave the country, go to a country where if they don't have to be vaccinated, they can enter that country. And the federal government says they've done a lot of changes. And they've helped with this chaos that's happening in many airports, especially Pearson Airport.
Chaos they created?
Some of the chaos they created of themselves. But, you know, I was watching last night on a program. It was CBC, I'll be honest with you. It was the CBC. I was watching part of the National, and people could not find their luggage at them.
Yeah, that's a bad thing right now.
It was just like nobody knew where their luggage was. I mean, they went to different places. Their luggage didn't go with them.
My aunt came from Ontario. My great aunt came down from Ontario. It's my grandma's sister. Came from Ontario to Creston to visit my grandma because my grandma's, you know, in her 80s. She's getting up there to see her. Anyways. You know, when you're coming for a place for a week, it'd be nice to have your whole luggage.
Yes.
Nope. She went all week without her luggage.
Oh, my.
Because she got flown to Calgary, right? So her luggage was in Calgary. So she didn't get back till she got to Calgary to fly back home to Ontario.
Wow.
So she went a whole week with the clothes on her back, and luckily enough, her carry-on had a couple extra things in it. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know why anyone would even want to fly right now.
No.
I mean, especially if you have to go through a hub like Toronto Pearson International Airport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just chaotic. Well, extremely long wait times affecting arriving and departing passengers at Toronto's Pearson Airport are likely to continue until Labor Day, a former Air Canada executive said Wednesday. It's going to continue the whole summer. The whole summer. When everybody wants to travel.
Don't go traveling.
It's going to be just chaos.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's just complete chaos. You know, you kind of wonder if the government really knows what it's doing. You know, you kind of wonder what kind of decisions they're making. You know, Trudeau is at the G7, which I know he has to be, and wherever else he's flying. You wonder if these ministers really know what they're doing.
I think politics has changed. I think if you look at our last like three elections, politics now is about how many people you can make happy.
Yeah.
Not what you're going to do to make a country better. It's about how many different groups can I make happy.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter the consequences. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad for a country. It's what can I do to get as many votes as possible instead of what does the country need right now?
Exactly. So nobody wants to step on anybody's toes or make any difficult decisions. And so they ponder to all these lobby groups and try, like you said, try to make everybody happy.
Yep.
Meanwhile, a lot of what's happening in these airports are a result of the mandates.
Yep.
People that have been let go, fired, not being paid an appropriate wage, you know, and we're sending, this is what I don't understand, we're sending hundreds of millions of dollars overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know where they're getting all the money to send overseas. Well, meanwhile.
From you and me.
And
because there's not enough. They print more.
They just print more. But, you know, I have to admit, these people working at these airports, I know for a fact that they're not making enough for what they're doing and the pressure that they're under constantly to make the right decisions as people go through
just
customs.
How rude people are.
And,
like, me in my world, I would never look at a flight attendant and scream at a flight attendant. I'm grateful that there's a flight attendant on that flight to help me out.
Exactly.
And to bring me a drink and peanuts. But, like, when I see videos of people freaking out at flight attendants.
But I guess, Adam, if you've waited 3 or 4 hours and you've been tossed around from one gate to the other and you don't know what's going to happen next and you finally get to your gate and your flight has been canceled, the stress level begins to move higher.
Yeah, but it's still not right
to take it out on
the flight attendants. But that's why I agree with you. Just they are underpaid. But it's interesting you say that, though, because everywhere is looking for work. I feel like the whole, after COVID, this whole world is like every place I talk to, Amazon's looking for work. Grocery stores are looking for work.
So where is everybody?
I don't know where everybody went. That's what I'm curious about.
I want to know where everybody went. The rapture hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't happened yet. But my only theory is that maybe with COVID and they're not getting served out to anybody else now, but I think maybe people learned that maybe I don't need to live this very expensive life anymore. And they made some sacrifices during COVID and now they're wanting to spend more time with family and not wanting to deal with the stresses and the bad working conditions that people had to deal with before.
That's true.
This wasn't worth it. We learned how to live without this in our family. So we're not going back. Anyways, that's just my theory, but
it's a good theory.
Everywhere is missing employees. It's crazy.
Well, as we always do on this program, we end with a book of the Bible. I said it right this time. And I want to go to the book of Romans, chapter 1, and I want to read from verses 18 to 25. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse.
Right.
For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this is Pastor David Ripley, believe it or not, signing off. Have a blessed evening.